It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Knoxville voters have 5 seats to fill on the City Council. Early voting begins this month, and Election Day is November 7th. This week, WUOT presents conversations with each of the candidates in the race. Today, we hear from Wayne Christensen. He's a candidate in District 2, which includes Sequoia Hills, Bearden, and West Knoxville.
I've worked 2 great careers in Knoxville, one at Whittle Communications and another at Knox Youth Sports, which is a program, nonprofit program to grow kids up through team sports. I'm very grateful for what the city has given me, and my wife has had a great career, and my son is doing well after having been educated here, now has 4 kids of his own. Those are all things that I attribute to the wonderful various communities in this community that I want to pay back.
One of your campaign issues is sidewalk construction in neighborhoods. What's the significance of building more sidewalks? What's the benefit of that?
The benefit is very significant, particularly for kids. It's a place for them to learn good habits of movement, for example, walking and riding their bikes. I have an interest in building sidewalks all over town. I would like to build 3 miles, build or repair, that is, 3 miles of sidewalks in each of the 6 districts each year. So that's 18 miles. If we were to build them from scratch, that would be $1,000 a foot. That's not what I'm talking about, because that would bankrupt the city. But if we repair them at $57 a foot and balance that with new sidewalks, I think we can have a plan that can go forward year after year after year, much like we do 40 miles of roads each year.
Your campaign website also talks about balancing the city's growth with quality of life issues. That's something I've heard other city council candidates talking about. How would you prescribe doing that?
The growth of the economy needs to come through jobs, and I have very specific programs to grow jobs in the construction industry and the composite industry, which is now a growing one here because of all the boats being made here. And those jobs would be for youth not going to college, begin with an internship and lead to a certification and lead to very well-paying jobs in those 2 industries. The balancing with quality of life gets back to the first subject. We have ample, and more our plan, greenways, which are a wonderful thing. We have a good roads project, and now we need that good sidewalk project that I mentioned.
Another issue you highlight is children's health. What can the city council do to improve that?
When I retired from Knox Youth Sports, I audited all 82 parks in the city, about 2,000 acres. There are spectacular parks, large, medium, and small, and about a dozen of them are in real bad shape. They need newer equipment. They need more challenging equipment for kids, such as climbers. They need graffiti taken away and garbage and trash picked up. And so those are magnets in every neighborhood in town for kids to get out of the house, be active, play with friends, and learn to live a healthy life very early on.
City council members, of course, vote on and help decide issues not just within their district, but for the whole city. How much have you been brushing up on the concerns of people who live in other districts, other parts of the city, as you prepare for this run?
Well, there are 2 issues in particular that affect every part of the city. One of them is the staffing level at the police department. It's low. We have an academy going through now of 20 folks. Only 14 or so will make it, and that will not bring us up to speed. And so we need to continue those academies and spread them out throughout the community. Opioid abuse is another that affects folks at UT. I've talked to one recent grad who had 3 fraternity brothers have to drop out of school because of that. Plus, it affects folks that have children who are the age of millennials or younger, folks going to UT. And I have some very specific solutions for that problem, such as adding more drop boxes at drugstores, at fire stations. And I've talked to Senator Briggs about the drugstores, and that would be a statewide project. And I've talked to Chief Sharp with the fire department about the drop boxes being in precincts.
Wayne Christensen is a candidate for Knoxville City Council District 2, which includes much of West Knoxville. Mr. Christensen, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.